Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce this week's host of Business Talk. He's a contributing writer for Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Business Talk. I'm George O'Brien, filling in for Joe Bednar today. We have a great show for you today. Our guests are John and Chris DeVoy. They are the founders and owners of Hot Table, the chain of panini restaurants. They are not just the founders and owners of Hot Table. They are Business West's top entrepreneurs for 2024. Congratulations and welcome, gentlemen.
Yeah, we're honored to be Business West Entrepreneur of the Year. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We are honored to have you. Just by way of background, Business West started doing this back in 1996 to recognize this tradition's rich history of entrepreneurship, going back more than 300 years now. And in the 30 years that we've done this, we have honored all kinds of different people, everyone from college presidents to tech company founders. You guys fit the profile very well. What you've done with Hot Table has been nothing short of remarkable, the growth that you've had over the last 15 years or so. So let's get right into this. The perception is that this is not a local company, that you guys are franchisees from some massive company in California and New York or something. But nope, it was started right here in Springfield, Massachusetts, by you guys. Who wants to kind of quickly tell the story of how this got started?
First of all, George, thank you so much for having us on. And it's such an honor to be named your Entrepreneurs of the Year. You know, it's very grateful for that honor. But you nailed it on the head there. Many people locally think that Hot Table is a much larger organization, you know, based somewhere else, or maybe we're just a local franchisee. But no, we got our humble beginnings right here in Springfield, Massachusetts in 2007 at the Breckwood Shops in the 16 Acres neighborhood in Springfield.
And how did this come about? You guys both had day jobs at that time, and you just woke up one day and said, let's go start a restaurant. I know it didn't happen overnight like that, but kind of tell us how we did get this launched.
So John and I were both in corporate sales. John was in, you know, architectural sales, and I was in electronic sales. So, you know, doing the corporate jobs. And I think we always had an itch to do something else. You know, kind of, we have a history. Our mom was a small business owner, had a flower shop in East Longmeadow that our sister's actually still operating for over 50 years. And John's brother-in-law, Don Watroba, who has the restaurant experience, kind of moved back to the area. He had a presence here in Western Mass with restaurants. And in talking with Don, that, you know, kind of he had the itch to kind of get back in the game. And John and I, being on the road and seeing kind of the rise of fast casual restaurants, kind of cafes, dining style, that we were taking our customers out to, spending a lot of time in. And we talked to Don, and we launched, you know, just like John mentioned, in Breckwood Shops. We grew up in East Forest Park. We're graduates of Western New England University or college when we were there. And Breckwood was the site we chose. When we first did it, we just thought we were going to be a cafe, kind of a European style cafe that had coffee, espresso, cappuccinos, desserts. And then at lunch, we had these paninis. And it turns out that the panini grilled sandwiches really kind of took off, how we allowed our customers to customize it. And off we went. And John kind of, I think about a year later, maybe not even a year, kind of left his corporate job. I was not so brave. I waited several years later. And that's how kind of Hot Table was launched.
Okay. That was back in 2007, I believe.
Yeah.
So we're
correct.
Coming up on 17, 18 years of doing this now. One restaurant is one thing. There are a lot of people who have opened one. to go beyond that, to make it into a concept, if you will, that we replicate and then open a second restaurant. First of all, talk about that second restaurant. That's a big leap in and of itself. And then kind of talk about the progression to go from 1 to 2 and then from 2 to 3 and 4. And you're now up to 13, which is, I think, a very lucky number for you guys at this moment. So
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So number two, so about 2008 or so, we're about a year in. And we got approached by a broker who was representing Tower Square at the time, which was owned by Mass Mutual. They had a pretty prominent space in downtown Springfield, right on the corner of Main and Boland, that was vacant for over a year. That was once Gus and Paul's, and then prior to that was actually Friendly's for many years. And at the time, we really weren't ready to jump into a second spot. So we said, not now, but they kept on pursuing us because they saw what we were doing at the Breckwood shops. We, with the colleges there and then Mass Mutual right down the road, our business was really growing and our reputation in the neighborhood was getting pretty good. So we basically said to them, hey, if you could do us a favor, and we're not really ready to do this, but if you want to, renovate the space for us, we made this request to the landlord, we'd come and do it. So what we did is, put the team together and Mass Mutual came in and renovated the old Gus and Paul space to our specifications. We took out a small equipment loan from the then Nouveau Bank, which was actually headquartered at Tower Square. And then we, open up in July of 2009, our second location.
So. Can you kind of chart the progression since then? We've gone across Western Mass and now well beyond.
Yeah. So after that, we were like, we again started seeking some continued success and building our brand locally. And then an opportunity in 2011 came in Enfield, Connecticut. So right on Freshwater Boulevard, there was an old used gym equipment store. And before that, it was kind of an old paint store, but in a pretty visible spot right next to Costco. So we approached the landlord there and we came to a deal and we opened our third location. And that was kind of a significant move for us because, we went from, kind of a niche sandwich shop / coffee shop in a neighborhood to a downtown Springfield location, which had, a lot of corporate / office business, to really jumping into the pond with some really large competitors. Down at Enfield, there's a Panera Bread, there's Five Guys, there's all kinds of different casual restaurants, fast casuals. So in 2012, we opened up that location and it really kind of gave us some confidence. Once we opened, the business grew, our customers liked what we were doing. So really gave us confidence to say, hey, we have something here. So from that point forward, we started looking for other opportunities. And then, we brought on a new business partner, our third business partner, Rich, who's, lives down in Charlotte. In 2013, he came on board and, he's now our CFO. And from there, we moved on to Glastonbury, Connecticut. We opened in 2014. And also that same year, we opened Hadley, Massachusetts. That brought us to 5 locations. And then after that, in 2017, we opened up Marlboro, Mass. We made our first kind of venture out east. And then 2019 was Worcester. And then we opened up West Hartford. And then we had a whole slew of restaurants that came on board pretty quickly after that. So we basically, in the past 19 months, best 2 years, we opened up 5 more locations. So that would have been Westfield, West Springfield, Chicopee, Franklin, Massachusetts, Manchester, Connecticut. And what other one am I missing, Chris? But anyways, we're up to 13 right now. So
yeah,
I think I got them all.
That's a lot of rapid growth.
It is. It seems like it's taken forever, but... I'm pretty proud of what we built and the team that we have.
Okay, you're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. We're talking today with Chris and John DeVoy. They are the founders and co-owners of Hot Table, Business West's 2024 top entrepreneurs. Before I talk about where we go from here, and that's an important question, obviously, I want to talk to you guys about the journey. Over my long career, I've talked to a lot of entrepreneurs, and I love talking to them about the ride, which is the ups, the downs, the roller coaster, the high points, the low points. You guys have had quite a few of those, including the pandemic, which had to be quite a traumatic event for anyone in the restaurant industry. Why don't you each kind of take a minute and talk about what the ride has been like? Maybe reflecting on one of your favorite moments and maybe one of your least favorite moments.
I think the ride has been the people. Has been, you know, doing the business with my brother. One thing about a family business is you got to make sure you don't let it kind of seep into all family activities and events in the family. So we try to. I think John and I try to, we'll have maybe side at a barbecue, have a little side conversation, but we try to, once we leave and, you know, we come from a large family, we try to keep the business separate. And I think that's really helped us. But I've enjoyed the ride with my brother and building the team of people, seeing young people rise from coming into our organization as making sandwiches and working their way up to general managers and even regional managers. You know, the challenges, the headwind in our business, the food business is tough. It's a, you know, thin margins. You're very public facing. You know, somebody doesn't get pickles on their sandwich and they're angry, but we focus on the process. But you know, seeing the growth and seeing how we built something, that is scalable that we think could, we can continue to grow has been exciting.
Yeah, well, I'll have to echo that. You know, being in business with my brother, you know, is a it's an honor and a joy. I mean, it has its challenges at times, but you know, that's certainly a plus. Like Chris said, also the people that we've met, the staff that we've hired and worked with. I mean, those are the people that really have made our organization what it is, and we're just so proud to have like worked and mentored with a lot of different folks and then also learned from the staff that we brought in. I would say, you know, we talk about the challenges of being an entrepreneur. I don't know if you've ever seen those memes or those diagrams. You see like an iceberg at the top is what everybody sees. And then down below is what really goes on in a business. You know, everybody sees, you know, the tip of an iceberg. They see, oh, the number of restaurants, the success, you know, oh, geez, these guys are entrepreneurs of the year. Boy, this guy's got it made. But if then you go below the water and then you see all the time, the effort, the money, the challenges, you know, the heartbreak, you know, sometimes with employees. You, like Chris said, you get that phone call, 10 o'clock at night, a restaurant's shutting down and the entire kitchen's flooded because something's backed up. And then one of us has to run down there to fix it. You know, it's just nonstop. You know, we've grown and we have over 400 employees now. So think about just all the different challenges with that, because we're dealing with human beings and all the pluses and minuses and, you know, all the joys and also all the baggage that comes with, you know, people. But overall, it's a great adventure and I'm just happy to be doing it.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the iceberg. It's a great analogy, and that's what we're celebrating with this award and our seemingly constant focus on entrepreneurship, what you can see above the water, but mostly what you can't see below the water, all the work that goes into it, the ups and the downs. And you're right. People just have a tendency to see the success and see the signs and see all the good points. They don't really understand everything that goes on below the water, as you said. So I'm glad you used that analogy. So anyway, now we can talk about where we go from here. You guys just bought on, I think, 4 new restaurants in the last couple of years. That's a lot. I assume there'll be
actually five, George.
Five. Okay. I assume there'll be an absorption period or
yes,
digestion period, if you will. But what happens after that?
I think doing those five restaurants, we've decided, 2025 for now, kind of take a deep breath, focus on operations, focus on our existing stores, trying to understand what the consumer is looking for, with value, and focus on marketing. But we're always looking for opportunities. We work with, real estate brokers, have our ear to the ground, in New England. We want to be a strong New England presence. We want to continue to grow, company-owned stores. The investment has probably doubled in the last 3 to 4 years of what it cost to build out a restaurant. We're not getting any younger either. Sometimes we have conversations. Hey, is there a way we could partner with somebody, have somebody take a look at our business and see if we can, aggressively grow. I think we just have that mindset. Just continue to grow.
Yeah, well, just to echo what Chris said, at this point, we're right in the middle of that process of digesting those five restaurants. And so far, so good. It's going pretty well. But, looking to the future, most of our presence is here in the Springfield Hartford market. We do have three restaurants in kind of Worcester East. We do have a broker that is actually looking for, in more opportunities in Hartford and also extending down into New Haven. But we're going to be very picky about what real estate we pick. I mean, we've been picky in the past and we've got some pretty great spots. But as Chris mentioned, in 2021, it was, maybe $450,000, $500,000 at the most to completely build out and open up a restaurant. And now it's well over $800,000. So the return on investments, that's a big increase in a short period of time. And it's not just the building cost, it's labor, it's food, it's everything. So all of our stores are in great markets. We have great people running our restaurants. So, but 2025, we're very optimistic about the business environment. Really looking forward to the next year or two with some nice growth in the economy.
In the quick minute or two that we have left, I need to know what your favorite sandwich is, your favorite panini. Inquiring minds want to know.
I love our cheesesteak panini. It's awesome. But one of the great things that we do at Hot Table is you can, without upcharging or anything, you can customize our sandwich. So I usually take a steak and cheese and I'll throw some jalapenos on it. That's my favorite.
That sounds good, Chris.
Yeah, I would have to say buffalo chicken is one of my favorites. But then I always do, eating these sandwiches for 17 years, I like it when we have our LTOs that come out, our sweet chili chicken right now. I'm having that like every other day now. but buffalo chicken is my go-to.
We have some delicious salads too, which our guests love.
Well, you guys are making me hungry and it's coming up on lunchtime. So I'm going to go across the street and get a cheesesteak myself. So thank you very much for coming on and congratulations again. You guys are well-deserved.
Thank you so much, George.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have. So thank you for joining us. And we'll see you again next time on Business Talk.